As the pandemic took over the headlines, affected jobs, the economy, and how we socialize, those who once worked in the live performance sector can pinpoint the day the music died. In Nelson, the community focuses on art and culture and created a space for performers to pursue their creativity and, in some cases, build a sustainable career. But since March 2020, wide cancellations meant that folks like musicians took a big hit. Things have yet to return to normal, and I recently spoke with two previously full-time musicians about what the last year has looked like for them. Let's take a listen.
The day the music died. For Clinton Swanson and Jesse Lee, that day came in March 2020. Clinton Swanson is well known with a saxophone in his hand, while Jesse Lee is a multi-instrument musician. Both made their living off of their musical talents, not requiring a day job to sustain themselves. But last year, that changed.
My name is Jesse Lee, and I'm a musician in Nelson, a multi-instrumentalist, been playing, for 15 years professionally.
Tell us about how the pandemic has affected your career. When did you first start to notice a change was coming?
There was, you know, mutterings, hearing from other countries that were sort of a little bit ahead of us about how things were starting to shut down. And then I remember, I think it was the 15th of March, just my career ended. That day I just got all these phone calls and emails and texts canceling every gig that I had, and that was it.
Hello, my name's Clinton Swanson, and I'm a professional saxophone player who lives in Nelson, B.C. I moved back to Nelson 13 years ago, and ever since then I've been performing live around the area. People know me in town as a saxophone player. I lead quite a few bands, or have led quite a few bands in the past. Pretty much happened overnight. If you look at my calendar from last year, it was quite full to the end of February, and then pretty much instantly dropped off in March. So it went from full tilt, lots of gigs every month, to pretty much nothing. The lessons kind of went downhill then too, because I teach private lessons too. I had to start teaching a little bit online. Basically, I went from an income to no income instantly.
It wasn't just their jobs that were impacted. While both musicians had to pivot to other lines of work, it was the toll that the pandemic took on Jesse's sense of self that really affected him.
It definitely affected my mental health, I guess, my mood certainly. This is probably true of a lot of musicians, but I'll just speak for myself and say that certainly my ego and my sense of identity is pretty connected to performing music live for an audience. So that part of my existence was completely gone, utterly gone. So that was like pretty tough to take, just from a mental health point of view. And obviously financially it was quite a challenge. I had to become a handyman, which I'm not actually all that handy. A lot of people I play music with also have like a real job, which I don't. So for them, it's certainly been an adjustment artistically, but not so much financially. Yeah, we're all in the same boat, regardless of whether we have a real job. I think we're missing performing. Some people can sort of handle this type of thing better than others mentally. I think it's really hard on, I mean, all of us, certainly, not just the musicians. There's a feeling of, like, directionlessness. If your career is built around public gatherings, was this all a waste of time? Did I walk into what turned out to be a dead end? All these existential, angsty questions. I think all my sort of musical colleagues are dealing with all that kind of stuff.
Clinton said being a career musician has always been full of uncertainty, having to hustle for gigs with no health or dental benefits to speak of. He said the instability has been a factor holding many musicians back, even before the pandemic. Since March, he's had his doubts too.
Definitely brings up feelings of regret. Definitely brings up feelings of kind of failure in terms of, because I know there are musicians out there that are still sustaining themselves. They've figured things out, like how to have a strong presence on the web and, you know, do a lot of teaching and selling of things via the internet. I am not one of those musicians. I'm a little bit more of a live performer, and that's what I hold dear to my heart in terms of how to bring music to the world. You know, it's important for me to have gatherings of people who can all feel joy together through music. That's an important part of the way I approach music. So the current situation is definitely a huge challenge for that. And I'm just not sure if people have changed their behaviors. A lot of people say they want it, but I think it's going to take a while for people to feel safe again. Past year, it's been, you know, feelings of regret. Should have listened to my mom and probably got a bachelor's degree way back at the beginning, but I didn't. So now I'm kind of feel like I've got to do a bunch of catch up there and do things maybe I'm not so interested in, but it could make my musical life affordable. I have a friend in town who's a biologist. He helped me out by giving some work. I've worked for him in the past a little bit, so he gave me some work, so that helped me out through the summer, and then now I'm that work is over because it was field work, biology work, so that's over. So now I'm back on the other benefit, which is the recovery benefit, which is very much like EI. Both of these benefits, I mean, I've never been able to collect any benefits in my life because I've been a self-employed musician. So, those things were just not available to me. So this is the first time I've ever collected in my whole entire life. And hopefully once I get back into things here, I can pay it all back. Hoping that it's going to come back together, but also I've decided to take on a new career strictly because the revenue streams in music are getting so slim. The recovery benefit, you can only get so many weeks of that, so that's going to run out for me in April. So at that point, I assume not everyone's going to be vaccinated by then, so I don't think the live music scene will be back in full swing, so I'm going to have to make money somehow at that point. So I have started taking some university courses and trying to get into the appraisal industry to make being a musician affordable.
And Jesse shared how his 2021 is shaping up so far.
It's been a year, and in that time I've been renovating my house. The focus of my time has switched from being primarily about music and to sort of subsisting in whatever way I can. Musically, I am involved in a couple projects that will be releasing EPs over the next few months. I'm also working on a solo album. So as far as music, there's finally feels like there's a bit of movement there, but still there's not really any live stuff happening. Performing live is really satisfying in a way that recording music isn't. I almost see recording music, an album or an EP, as sort of like a fancy business card that hopefully leads to more performances. Not just the being with an audience in that way, get through to an audience or move them in whatever way is extremely satisfying for me and for them, hopefully. Your audience is literally in the room in front of you, whereas with a recording, your audience is somewhere else doing something else.
As for the future of the Nelson music scene, Jesse doesn't think that the impacts of the pandemic will last forever.
I guess I don't feel too gloomy about that. I think that once, assuming everything kind of goes pretty smoothly with vaccines and new strains and stuff, if we do sort of make it out the other side of this, you know, whenever that happens, I have faith that there will still be venues for live music and there'll be interest in seeing and hearing live music. Music's really important to people, and once we're able to mingle with each other and have live performances again, I think that people will be in a hurry to make that happen.
When the music scene will come alive again has yet to be seen. Here's what Clinton has to say about a potential timeline.
Where I play a lot is I play a lot of public type venues, meaning, you know, bars and, you know, ski hills and that type of thing. And I think a lot of those businesses have had a really hard time. So to get to a place again where they feel like they can afford musicians and entertainment and all that, it could take a while because, you know, they've all had a really hard time too. But you never know. They might, the clientele in Nelson, I mean, the only reason why I've been able to be a musician in Nelson is just because the people here like to spend money on arts, which is, I'm very thankful for throughout the years that I've been here. It's really incredible how much they contribute to the arts scene around here, because it really requires that audience willing to pay money to have that sustainable. It all depends whether people feel safe about going out or they've created some new habits and feel like they don't need to go out as much. So it's hard to say how it's all going to work out. I'm very thankful for the way it has been for the past 12 years. It's been an incredible, incredible way to live, being a musician here in the Kootenays. It's basically like a dream come true, and hopefully it'll all come around again.
And in the meantime, while we wait being able to gather together again, Jesse said it's been encouraging to hear the local arts council vouch for supporting artists and performers during the pandemic. And for those looking to help, he had some advice.
Don't forget about us. Reflect on how important music is to you. I feel like for most people, it's a really, really important part of their lives and their happiness. Just don't forget that music is made by real people who need to pay rent and eat and stuff.
Around here, people are supportive, and that really makes for an amazing community.